To open up to Ephesians chapter 5. Starting in verse 15 through verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. You may be seated. If you would now please join with me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder that we must give thanks always. And I pray, Father, that it would be true in our own lives. Help us, Lord, to give thanks and to give thanks again, to give thanks again and again. May this Thanksgiving season be a reminder for us all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In one sense, Thanksgiving doesn't always continue. Many people all over the nation are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. And many people have their own unique ways of celebrating Thanksgiving. A lot of people will likely get together with family to have a fun time and to eat good food. A lot of people will likely watch football. Some people might go hunting. I know that that's a big thing, to go hunting after your Thanksgiving meal. Everybody kind of has a unique, nuanced way. Growing up, we had our Thanksgiving meal, and we got together with the immediate family and a little bit of the extended family, and we enjoyed a good time and a good traditional Thanksgiving meal. And the next day, it was over. In some sense, Thanksgiving doesn't always continue. You have one day a year in which Thanksgiving is celebrated. There will be a lot of people who are believers. We are believers. If we celebrate Thanksgiving, we'll be giving thanks to God. But then Friday will come, and Thanksgiving will be over as a holiday. And we will go back to our regular lives. And many people will shift from Thanksgiving to Thanksgetting, because it will be Good Friday. And so, it will be Black Friday. And so there'll be a lot of shopping involved. And then the Christmas season comes, and people are thinking about what they might get for Christmas. But to another extent, Thanksgiving should never end. I was reminded of this when I read here in Ephesians, Paul writes in verse 20, give thanks always, always, always. The Greek word for that word always means always. Always, at all times, give thanks. So while we have the joy and privilege of having once a year a celebration of Thanksgiving, we also have the need to always give thanks. On Sunday, we looked back at verse 4, where it says that instead of these ungrateful, sinful attitudes, rather we should give thanks, right? Remember that? Well, tonight, we'll continue on in verse 20. Just one word. Always. Always giving thanks. It's hard for us to always give thanks. But it says right here that we are to do that. Now, obviously, we have reasons to always give thanks. I mentioned that before. We heard of reasons why we can give thanks in sharing earlier. But it's necessary for us, and I think not just the concept of gratitude as an isolated virtue, but even that once a year practice that we have as a nation. I think it would be very crucial for us to also preserve that as always having a celebration that we have once a year. It's not prescribed in the scripture. It's obviously something that happened in American history, but I think it would be very beneficial for us as Americans being placed in this country that God sovereignly placed us in to remember that time when people got together to give thanks. But we must always give thanks. A Thanksgiving spirit, which we celebrate once a year, must continue into Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And all year round, we must be giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must preserve Thanksgiving. Okay, this is the tips, the insights for how we can go about that. We must preserve Thanksgiving. To preserve Thanksgiving is to keep it alive. To keep it active, to keep it vibrant, to keep it from fading away in our own lives. We must preserve Thanksgiving. It must be an attitude that you have with the Lord regularly, that you're keeping active and you're keeping fresh. If you think of preserving something to keep it from spoiling, to keep it from going sour, to keep it from becoming without use, you want to preserve that attitude of giving thanks to God in your life. That's what we want to do. And one way we can do that is having one day a year in which we reorient our thinking to the end of giving thanks. Obviously, we need to give thanks every day, but having it one day a year is a way we can preserve the attitude of gratitude. Amen? Everybody has their own unique tradition in how they celebrate it, and I think it's helpful for us to keep that tradition going. If it's something that makes you think about giving thanks to God, if it's something that you remember as a child that instilled in you the ability to give thanks to your Creator, it's something to carry on and to continue to the next generation. Growing up, my family did not attend church, and my stepdad would not have claimed to be born again as we see in John 3. But I remember the times we sit around the table before we eat, and he knew that there was a reason that he should give thanks. And so I remember he would ask that we would get around the table, and this was just in our home, and he would have us all hold hands, and he would say this: "For this day, for this food, and each of our blessings, our Father, we thank Thee again. Help us each day to be worthy, and may God keep us. Amen." And there was a period of life where we did that every night, which is really interesting because, at least I'll speak for myself, my rest of my life was not at all in line with the words I was speaking. I remember the day my stepdad decided to do that at Thanksgiving with all the rest of the family. and the great sense of tension and the great awkwardness that that brought, because we didn't do that. And it touched me, and it spoke to me, and it made me think, who am I giving thanks to? We must preserve thanksgiving. That way we can give thanks always. Amen? You can also continue to read in the Word of different ways that you can preserve thanksgiving. A good one is Psalm 107. In Psalm 107, there's a whole recount of history and reasons to preserve thanksgiving. The psalm is, in essence, an exhortation to give thanks. I'll just briefly read the first handful of verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. In verse 15, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. Verse 31, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. It continues. Give thanks to the Lord. Preserve that spirit of thanksgiving in your own life. Are you preserving thanksgiving in your life, in your family? Give thanks always. Another way here, not just preserve thanksgiving, but protect thanksgiving. Not only must we preserve thanksgiving, we must protect thanksgiving. Because there are going to be evil encroachments of ingratitude that hover above you every single day. When something doesn't go your way, when something doesn't go my way, when we get distracted by the world's enticements, it can take away the grateful heart that we're supposed to have and replace it with an ungrateful heart, a complaining, murmuring spirit that is not what the Lord has for us. Satan would want nothing else than for you to detach yourself from the fount of all blessings and get distracted by the difficulties of this world. He would want nothing else than for you, like Peter, to take your eyes off of Jesus in the storm and look at the storm, so then you sink in the storm. But to protect thanksgiving in your life, you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, because it is not the ability to walk on water that you're thankful for. It is the ability to get closer to Christ. And it is Him, it is Jesus, the one that you want to be close to. You know, that spirit of thanksgiving, that culture of thanksgiving, I think we should also protect. We've had many conversations. Many people have mentioned how thanksgiving as a celebration in this nation is being threatened. It's being kind of removed from people's thinking and from people's hearts, and we want to protect that. I was reminded of that recently, because my dad passed away recently, and one thing that he left behind was a VHS tape of a documentary that he made, looks like when he was in his 40s, early 40s. And on the VHS, which VHS, by the way, is before DVDs, you know, the plastic with the tape, anyway. And you know what I'm talking about. And it said the King Philip's War on it. And When I saw that, I thought to myself, my dad had an interest in the King Philip's War. He sent me an essay he wrote in school. He had this fascination with the King Philip's War, and I didn't know anything about it. And I read the essay, but it just didn't click. And then the other night, we watched this documentary that he made with my uncle. And in this documentary, we learn of an event that took place in American history in the late 1600s called the King Philip's War. And he gave some insight, and then I did some digging in later. King Philip was actually a Native American. And the English gave the name King Philip after Philip of Macedonia or whatever. And this Native American was actually Metacom, the son of Massasoit. Massasoit was the chief of the Wampanoag Indians that went to the Pilgrims and had a feast. So, we remember in Thanksgiving, you have the Pilgrims, the Indians met together, gave thanks to God, the Indians to their God, but the Pilgrims certainly to their God, the one true God. And they had a peace treaty made, that they would survive on that land together in peace. And the King Philip's War apparently is a generation later, when Metacom, this King Philip, broke that peace treaty, started attacking colonists, murdering innocent colonists and Pilgrims, and then the Pilgrims regrouped together and formed their militia and fought against the Indians, and they just had a blood war, and it actually was one of the bloodiest wars in American history as far as percentage of those who were killed. 10% of the population of New England, both Native American and Pilgrim, were killed. To put that in perspective, the Civil War was about 3, I think. It was a bloody war. The next generation afterwards. And I was thinking about that and thinking to myself, we need to protect Thanksgiving because the next generation will try to destroy what God does. You see. And there were faults on both sides. It wasn't one or the other. There was issues that were happening apparently on both sides. But that initial peace, Thanksgiving to God mentality was rejected. On one side you had an insatiable desire for more land. One of the Pilgrim ministers, his name was Increase Mather, said this, land hath been the idol of many in New England, whereas the first planters here, that they might keep themselves together, were satisfied with 1 acre for each person as his property, and after that with 20 acres for a family. How have men since coveted after the earth that many hundreds, nay thousands of acres have been engrossed by one man? And they that profess themselves Christians have forsaken churches and ordinances, and all for land and elbow room enough in the world. What he was getting at is that he was seeing among the colonists there was so much land that was being available for them, they were being so engrossed in that they forgot God. And they stopped going to church and following after God. On the other side, you had the fear of losing land and the wanting to dominate and push back, and there was bloodshed and violence, and it was awful. There's a good side of this story, which I'll share later, but it just reminded me that with Thanksgiving, the yesterday's Thanksgiving does not determine today's Thanksgiving. Amen? What we do here tonight, giving thanks to God, we have to preserve and we have to protect for tomorrow. For our kids. For our grandkids. We have to protect the Thanksgiving spirit. Finally, not only must we preserve Thanksgiving and protect Thanksgiving, but we must practice Thanksgiving.
We must practice thanksgiving. It is something that it must be a daily habit in our own lives that we must practice and cultivate and bring to life in us. We must daily give thanks to God. When Paul says giving thanks always, that means at some point in your life there is an actual effort, movement, by the grace of God in your life to give thanks to Him. Thanksgiving is, as we know as a nation, a holiday, but thanksgiving is a habit. I've been blessed by that prayer format that you've probably learned. It's called ACTS, right? A-C-T-S. And in that is, when you pray to the Lord, A, adoration. C, what's that? Confession. T is what? Thanksgiving. And then S, supplication. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. When we pray to the Lord, there needs to be room for giving thanks. There has to be a habit of thanksgiving. Obviously, we try to give thanks before we have a meal. Another way we can give thanks is writing down in a journal. Now, this is not some sort of legalistic practice that we must do, but I will say, in my own life, it has been really beneficial for me to write down somewhere, in some way, what God has done in my life. And I was just reminded of that the other day when I was feeling down and out, and I reached into my bookshelf and I grabbed my journal that Alicia gave me when I first became a Christian, and read those first few entries of after I first was born again and what God did for me and the joy I felt, and just I was just preaching to myself. I was preaching to myself. I was saying, Alex, trust God. Follow God. God is everything. God must be all. And just writing. And I was just so refreshed in my spirit. So that's one way you can cultivate thanksgiving, is to write down. We always give thanks. There are different habits and practices that we can cultivate so that we give thanks. Do you, in your life, do I, in my life, in my regular day-to-day walk with the Lord, desire, want to give thanks to God? Express gratitude to God. Cultivate thanksgiving in your soul. You must preserve thanksgiving. We must protect thanksgiving. We must practice thanksgiving. That good note about the history of the Pilgrims and Indians and what happened after that first Thanksgiving. There was this man, John Eliot. He was called the Apostle to the Indians. He shared the love of Jesus to the Indians, and under him, many Indians came to know Christ as their Savior. And they formed their own colonies. They came together and formed communities of Christians that were Native Americans and kept some of their Native American culture, but embraced the teachings of Jesus and had that lived out in their culture. And they called them praying Indians. That's what the Pilgrims called them, because they were Indians that were praying to God. There was one of them who worked with John Eliot to create a translation of the Bible for the Native Americans. There was another one who served as a middleman between the Indians and Pilgrims to create harmony despite the growing tension that caused that war. You had other men of God among the colonists who were not greedy or did not think less of the Indians, who were trying to preserve peace and thanksgiving among the natives. You had John Eliot as one. You had Roger Williams, who was trying to create an environment in which religious freedom could flourish among the colonists and the Native Americans, basically upholding that peace treaty. So God was preserving thanksgiving despite all the violence that was growing. And what I'm getting at here is, and what God reminded me of this, is that we must continue in thanksgiving. We must preserve the spirit of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude, the practice of thanksgiving in our individual walk with the Lord and with our families, so that verse 20 is true of us, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So at some point tomorrow, whether you're alone, whether you're with your spouse only, whether you're with your immediate family only, whether you're with your entire extended family, and it's a giant gathering, at some point tomorrow, give thanks to God for what He has done for your individual life, for what He has done for this nation, in creating a nation that can give thanks to God as an official day, one day a year, and for what He is going to do for you the next day and the next day, so that you and I give thanks always. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean spirit as we approach this celebration. May it be with the spirit You have asked of us, the spirit that gives thanks always, the spirit that looks to You as the Creator for Your hand to give us bounty and plenty. May we preserve it, Lord, protect it, practice it, not just for our sakes, but for our children. Lord, I think of the world and I think of what my son and our kids and grandkids are growing up in, and it's frightening to some extent. But I pray that You would help us create the generation that can continue that spirit that You desire to be in Your people. May we hold firmly to give thanks always. And we thank Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died for our sins, so that if anybody repents of their sin and trusts in Christ for salvation, they will be saved. Thank You, Lord. We give You thanks tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.